Welcome everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Koi Leva Podcast Show. Star Trek, but there is some more situation about Ukraine, China, and Russia. Boy, it's getting bad. Bad. Talk about my hopefully moving day. And all those problems that come with moving day. Can we talk about that? Anybody remember moving? And I'm going to be reading some news about Booker on Good Times. He died March the 4th. Name is Jimmy Brown. It was Bookman on Good Times. All my condolences and wishes go to his family. Cass, he worked with, and he's gonna be missed. More news on Star Wars. I got that script. Star Trek. And I'm gonna be reading my script that my writer wrote for me. So, let's get started. No time to spare. Well, here we go. We just learned that Jimmy Brown from Good Times, who played Booksman, the maintenance man, he passed away on March the 4th. And all my condolences and everything goes out to his family and everything. It's very sad to hear that he passed away, you know. And I just hope that his family doing well and he's going to be missed by all his fans. I mean, totally missed. He was a good guy. Really good guy. And I'm just surprised to hear that he passed away, you know. And you know, but you know, these people are human too, you know, and happens to the best of the good people, you know. Anybody remember Good Times? Remember Jimmy Walker? They used to call him Buffalo, but he was the maintenance person on Good Times, and heard that he passed away, and it's kind of sad, you know. And this hope everyone from the cast and crew and everybody that know him and all, including his family, my blessings goes out to them, and Let me pull this up, man. I know I had it up here. Now I can't find it. I had it up when the show started. Now I can't find it. See? This stupid thing won't bring it up. Stupid computer. Let me go back to file and try to download it again. But yeah, earned it from my freelance light writer. I didn't even know she put this in there, and I looked at it and I'm like, wow. Me bringing up people. I'm trying to bring it up now. Okay. Well, my script post to say hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Corey Good Life Podcast Show. This thing today, hosted Corey. That's right, me. Today, we'll discuss entertainment, music, entertainment, movies, and music industry, and much more. We also will discover Stan and turning until the end unknown. So good. Good movies and recommend. Now, Star Wars, the recent release of Star Wars TV shows, Disney Plus, everybody knows them. Boba Fett had two shows, and one of them is just ended, like the Book of Boba Fett, and the other one, The Mandalorian. Had explored the story of Luke Skywalker and Alien, two other outside of the own film and or series. The series is requested and going to help happen for Rey, who was lost and sent at the end of the Rise of Skywalker, but with a new look. Wow, that's pretty cool. This is another installment, new for Sin fans. Star Wars fans are going to be given even more backstory about the Sin in a upcoming series, which will include the look of Darth Maul, Wow, and Darth Rey for the first time. Wow, that's gonna be pretty cool. Even since the Star Wars universe began. Star Wars universe began in 1974. The spoiler has been one of the best love price of the franchise, and over the years, a new receive and from a young Tolan. Have received that three Sins stories are going to be transferred into a new Disney Plus series that will spin between our series, mega series. That's going to be cool, guys. That's going to be really cool. I'm I'm sure Disney got a whole lot more for Star Wars 2. It's a lot of backstories. It's a lot of in-between stories. And, I mean, it's a whole lot of stories that they can do with Star Wars and Star Trek, you know. It's stories between movies of Star Trek, like the Wreck of Khan, the motion picture. Like I said, Star Trek Phase 2, the motion picture supposed to have been Phase 2, but they made it a movie out of it. And since they made a movie out of it, The Next Generation came in 1987. But Phase 2 supposed to have been the motion picture. But Phase 2 became the motion picture. But still, it's still stories between the original series and Phase 2 and the motion picture. In between the Wreck of Khan, the Search for Spot, and the Search for Spot and the Voyage Home. There's all kinds of stories between that that I'm hoping Paramount would do, you know, and bringing it into a TV series and a movie. But hopefully we would get that. The new Batman movie, Batman Begins, one of the most popular character in the Maya film, fantasy. It's never been a damn escape, and since a single Batman film was made, Christopher Nolan and the trilogy the Dark Knight Rise opened in theaters last July 2012. Sorry, people. And premiered in cities, and also you know the story about that. And Batman, Superman, and more Warner Brothers films will release as films are released. It's later films that receive with pricing. Okay. So anyway, so what they're saying that it's going to be more Batman and Superman movies, and Warner Brothers are still working on other movies in the franchise. Hopefully Daredevil and other movies like The Green Lantern and all is in there too. Garland and Catwoman. So really this movie was kind of based on the TV show Gotham. Remember the TV show Gotham? It told the story of Batman when he was little and showed how his parents died, and it followed him all the way to his young age to teenage age, and then he became Batman. Well, I think this the Batman is picked up where the TV show left off at. Really good TV show. I was watching it, but I got to get back into it. I got to start over again and watch the season. I mean, it was really good, though. And all your Batman fans, go see the Batman, okay? Support the movie, okay? Because you never know. If you support this movie, they're going to make more. And going to be more Superman and Wonder Woman and all. Just leave a comment at YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just find me, Corey Whitlock. And I'm somewhere on Twitter. And I'm going to have another YouTube channel called The Corey Whitlock Show. And it's going to be done on the computer, on camera, you're going to see me doing the show. And I'm going to be probably doing it live also when I do the live show. And I will be doing recording tapes too, okay? So YouTube Live, Speak Live, I will be doing. And then I will be recording the shows as well. So just get ready because a lot of things are coming. And that's coming next week. Next week. The end of next week. Between Thursday or Friday. I will be back on YouTube. Recording the Corey Whitlock show. Okay. Now don't look for me. It's going to be a new YouTube channel. Okay. All the other YouTube channels are going to be deleted. And I'm going to make a new YouTube channel. And my traveling channel is still going to be up. I'm still going to go to the 50 states. My game channel is going to still be there. But I'm going to make a whole new channels. And delete the old channels. And make new channels. And just put a light on that. Okay? So some of the old shows and shows that I don't uplink on YouTube probably will be gone from YouTube. So go download the Corey Whitlock show, whatever it's called, if you can find me on YouTube, okay? It won't be there no more after next week because half of season three, and then next year, in September of season four, and beyond, okay? So save those shows, save the ones that you like, and whatever, okay? And you always can catch me on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts, including iTunes. Welcome, iTunes fans. Welcome to the Corey Whitlock Show. And this show talk about everything from Donald Trump, from the government, from the Republicans, to the Democrats, to the war on Ukraine, including with Putin and what China doing. And I don't like it. As an American, I don't like it. And China should stay out of it. You know, nobody want no war, China. Okay? You just take your mass destruction. Take your men and your mass destruction, Mr. President of China, and go back home. To China, okay? Stay out of it. Putin is already gone mad. And you need to just stay out of it too. If you want to make a deal with somebody, do business with America, okay? Have American companies come over there and help you. And they come and you send new companies over American. Clean up your act. Clean up your environment. Clean up your air. You know, stop spreading bad diseases and stuff. You know? And you're gonna be on the news shaking the devil hand, Putin hand? That's make your setting assassin to hell, you know? Shaking the devil's hand. Putin. He's evil. That make you evil. You know? I can talk about it because I'm American and I have my freedom of speech. And I'm not going to say nothing to elevate this and all that, but guess what? Don't start nothing, okay? Just don't start nothing. Because you ain't going to like the way Americans respond. No, that's all I can say as American. And I really don't know what the Pentagon or what the Capitol Hill or what the White House is doing. But I'm pretty sure if you cross the line, hear me, China? If you cross the line, I'm sure Mr. Biden, President Biden, would know that he mean business, okay? You're just messing with him because he's a Democrat president. You in Russia, just doing this because he's a Democrat president. We've seen this played out before when Obama was president. But believe me, don't play with the Democrat presidents either. Okay? None of our presidents, Republicans or Democrats, okay? Don't push them. We don't want no war. We don't want World War III. We want peace. Everyone, even in your country, even in Russia, we want peace. Give peace a chance. Let's get back to the good news, because I don't want to talk about the two devils. Because if they in this planet, that's straight where they're going to go, to hell. Gotham by the aliens, Gotham and the Catwoman, and a franchise take place when Sam, the family attend the screening, and well, standing by a bottle in the world and gave it. A new video from the screening had gone viral up in almost 800,000 viewers in 18 hours. The video showed attendant bit and flying around the theater. It appeared that the labyrinth and international of the show, as the film can be seen pressing at a early screening. There is also a part of credit screening occurring with the next film, so another single Batman movie will be released. So they already going to release another Batman movie. So that means when that Batman went on, they showed up previews of the next Batman, single Batman. I'm just hoping that they, make Superman, Good times after Jimmy Brown had died at the age of 84. Like I said, all my condolences go to this cast and family. And I'm sure y'all remember Mr. Bookman from Good Times. The fat black guy who played Booker. He died at age 84. And let's just say some of the stars like Jimmy Walker and Janet Jackson and the woman who played Delma gave their condolences on tweet and everything. And, and that's all I just say right there. And a currently of the death was not made available by the audience. So the family didn't really want the death goes out and all. And so, like I said, he was a good actor, and he will be well missed. And good luck to all the family. And I'd just like to thank his daughters and everyone. Thank him. Just really thank him for the time that he let y'all let him be on the show and all. Because he was loved by all fans of Good Times. All right. And I'm going to play Good Times just to give a tribute to him, But it's people, okay, let's play Good Times, okay? I don't know if you're going to hear it, but I'm just going to play the music, okay? This is a tribute to him. We love you, Jimmy. We love you, Jimmy Brown. Rest in peace. That's all I can play right now. But I'm sure Speaker and everybody will let me give a tribute to him. And he's going to be well missed, you know. And like this show said, it was a good time. It was a good time. So that was going on in the entertainment world. We lost a good actor and everything. It was just sad to hear. After the Oscar, and you know, the movie reward called the Oscars, I can't say it, you know, can't even pronounce it. I don't know what's going on with me. It says, after the Oscars nomination was launched and their death did not drop from drive by car to fire above the nominations and major Academy Award, okay? And the likes of Steven Spielberg and there no question of that American voice spent and that love and the love of all the mainly that spent and man. Now, No Way Home was left out the community, and after it box office smash success left some up to Spigen and whether it may place the best picture and foul. Well, we don't know. What y'all think? It says No Way Home. I guess Steven Spielberg directed that movie and they didn't get him an Oscar, or if something happened, y'all go check it out and just look into it. But that's what it says. And it got some Oscars up here. Do Not Look Down, Cobra, Drive By Car, Doom, King Richard. Will Smith movie, yeah, that's definitely got to get an Oscar. That was a damn good movie. Go rent Will Smith movie. And Tom Wayne and Tang and when Will Smith productions, yes, go watch that movie. Okay, let's get next to the army. So, there's just a lot of stuff going on, guys. West Side Movie, The Power of the Dog, Nightmare, Alien. These are all Oscars. It's going to be nominated. I don't even know why they did a West Side Movie. West Side Story. I mean, that movie is a classic. They should have left it alone. Let's get into some of the next Star Trek, next release of we are taking a boat and it's Star Trek, okay? So let's get some inside edition about some of the things that's going on in the Star Trek universe, you know? So the most integrity of the popular science collector on the launch of Star Trek Starfleet captain is had streaming on one since Jean-Luc Picard. Well, I don't think so, because Michael Byrne is one of the best captains, and then Captain Sisko. But Jean-Luc Picard was pretty good. He's pretty good. The show is really good, and I'm glad it's coming back a third season because it's good. it's one thing that I want to talk about. I saw an article on my phone, and they talk about the catch that Michael Berman did. Now, the person who wrote this article, he's dead wrong. It caused something they call the screen rating or whatever. It's on my phone, and I always read it because they always come on, and I read the articles about Star Trek. But anyway, on Captain Picard, Captain Reed said a catch, make it so. And we heard that in The Next Generation and all. But the writer tried to put down Michael Byrne catch. Let's fly. Now, all the Star Trek fans who like Discovery and also like that, we know that catch is pretty good catch, you know. It's not Michael Berman, not Snigger Martin Green fault, but I think it's a pretty good catch, and I think it's better than Captain Rich catch, okay? So the person who wrote that article talking about Captain Rich catch was better than Captain Berman catch. You need to shut the heck up, okay? You know, Captain Kirk says, let's engage. Captain Picard says, make it so. Janeway and Sisko say the same thing Picard said. And Captain Burnham, everybody on Discovery wanted a different catch. A catchphrase. You know? And they came up with, make it, let's fly. That could be anything. That means engage. Make it so. You know? Let's get the heck out of here. You know? I like that phrase. That catch. So this article, and whoever wrote this article, you need to reinstate what you said, you know? You know, I'm really angry because you put down the black woman because she said, let's make it fly. Let's fly. And the white man who's on the bridge smoking a cigar when Star Trek could have been totally out of that era of smoking that tobacco. But you didn't say nothing about the cigarette that he was smoking. You know, none of the captains, not even Captain Michael, got a cigar in his mouth. Got a cigar in their mouth. You know? Captain Picard never had a cigar in his mouth. Captain Sisko, Captain Janeway, never had a cigar in their mouth. But you didn't say nothing but the cigar. But you're gonna put down what Captain Vernon said, let's fly. That's the only thing you see? I'm put down the cigar, you know? Why did the captain on Captain Star Trek Picard, his name is Captain Ridge, whatever, the Stargate, you know, why in the hell he got a cigar in his mouth? Don't they put the banned cigars? Don't they put the beat past that air? Putting poison in their mouth? You know, that's what I want to talk about. That's what I want to engage in. Don't try to point out that Captain Vernon got a bad catchphrase. A pretty good catchphrase. Maybe they might change it sooner or later. That's the only one they could come up with right now. Let's fly. I'm gonna lose it every time I'm going to podcast. Nope. At the end of my podcast, I'm going to say, let's fly. The stupid, dumb article. Very dumb. So it's some news about Star Trek, and we're going to get some Star Trek more movies and stuff like that. And it's going to be good, yeah, people. It says the second season of the popular series will be based on a time travel pilot where Captain Picard will travel back to the 21st century to try and relearn a discovery future for Earth. So, the third season, he's going to go travel back to the 21st century, and that's when the show going to probably go left off, and then the show pick up where it left off next year on the third season. And the third season of the card is already wrapped. They already finished filming. So it should be in post-production right now. And I hope they start filming Star Trek Discovery real soon, the fifth season. But I think that's in production too. It's going to go into production very soon. Here's a fan review for the very first episode, that Stargazer is a episode that looks inviting and welling before it ever began to pilot outward and Picard as a whole host specialist story, writing and narrating and exploring. This isn't a bad thing by anything, and definitely something of a stand in common. The next Star Trek news, Discovery, Season 4, Episode 11, Rose has the waiting on a end trip, and so it turned out. Episode 10C may have likely on the next now day rocking and cold of what was once a gas giant. However, the star that this planet orbit is surrounded by dynamite rings and made from the same ray metal as the DMA. Okay, fans said it was a interesting, well written episode. Yes, it was. Thank you, fans. But it was just not pretty molten. Yes, it was. It was. For all of the Marvel fans, specialist Tommy fan, as you might know, as a new Troy Terry movie is being released. Oh, okay. We're right back to the Marvels. Okay. So that, what I'm trying to say is, you know the man with the big hammer? They making a number movie. Marvel Comics are making a number movie of him. So, I probably ain't saying his name right, so excuse me, fans. Sorry. Don't get mad. Stick your hand in the toilet and piss. But yeah, they making another movie of him. It's called, it's the turning film has Doc Dame Cameron. The upcoming Marvel flick, the 20, 29th movie of the studio is released on 8 July. The fans read as day and wait for the release of the movie. Now they have been teased the movie. The movie has called it the Sidney film he had ever done. Okay. So the rest of the script and all is just talk about the HBO movie, HBO special and all that too, and stuff like that. Turn on out of HBO and had now rolled a screening ready and carrying and made against the Evan to make it real. Okay. So my script just keep going on. And okay, so it's almost time to go, people, and I'm not gonna be able to read the whole script. But as time go on, I'm going to keep you updated in the entertainment world, the world of music, movies, and TV, including, of course, the Star Trek shows and all. But I try to get you some entertainment news and get you some news on Ukraine and all, and get my opinion about that and stuff like that. But I would like to know your opinion and all. Once again, I'd just like to thank all my fans around the world for listening in multiple countries and all the fans around the country, United States, who are listening to me from east to west to south to north. I love you guys, okay? I love you. Please keep listening, all right? Y'all are amazing. I just ask everyone who go to church, who believe in Jesus, just pray for my daughter, Jessica, that she will turn out do right. Pray for me. Ask God to give me the strength and patience to raise her, because she was in a bad situation with her mother, Candy Lynn Clark, who wasn't doing really bad with her. That's my ex-wife named Candy Lynn Clark. And she wasn't doing right with her. But she lives with me now and pray that we get our new apartment, okay? Me and her get our new apartment. We ain't heard nothing from them yet. But just pray. I'm going to be going to the doctors tomorrow, but I will be back tomorrow night and Friday night. And also, I'll be making multiple shows Saturday and Sunday. The most time that I had, I can do. Because I'm working on multiple projects. I'm trying to get my next two books published. Trying to get this new apartment and take care of my daughter. But just pray for us. And we love you. And let's ask one more time, all of y'all around the world and around the country who go to church, who actually 100% believe in Jesus. I don't care what color you are, what race you from. If you go to church and believe in Jesus and all, just pray for Daddy and me and my daughter Jessica. Because in past episodes, you probably asked me to pray that I find her. If you ever heard those episodes. Now I got her. She live with me. We get ready to get our own place, our own apartment. We're getting out of this trash hole. And I'm making the best things of it. I'm trying to make ends meet as we go along so I can have some food in here. You know, don't worry. I work a regular job and everything. So I don't do this for a living. I do have a regular job where I get paid 5 days a week and all. But I just do this for fun and just get a little tiny little piece of crumb change in my pocket. And I'm really happy for that, you know. And, you know, and all the people who got this thing going, like, made this thing speak and all, and gave people like me a chance to do our own podcast and all this stuff and all. It's amazing. I love it. And I'm sitting here with a microphone. It's like the one they have in the studio. You know, they have the little black thing over the microphone and all. And I'm talking. I got this microphone from Amazon about 4 or 5 months ago. Couldn't use it because it wouldn't work on the laptops. Now I got me been blessed with an iPad. Not an iPad, an IMAX computer. Love it. I love this computer. And I only paid like $135 on eBay for it. And it works. Well, it works. No. But it's just a computer that I can do my writing and talk to the freelance writers and stuff like that. And this, I got my other laptops and all up and going and all. And I watch movies on them because I let my daughter use my room to watch TV and stuff and all. And she got her iPhone that her brother bought her. And she just in the room having herself a good time. Her sister actually come over on the weekend to be with her. Her brother comes over to sit with her sometimes and all. Robert Land come over. We're going over there tomorrow. But we was over there over Aunt Nancy's yesterday. We ate some spaghetti and all and talked to Aunt Nancy and all and Roddy. But we are really I'm really happy with my kids, you know. I'm really proud of them, Jessica and Doc and Michael. I'm so proud of them. And I'm doing my best to keep them happy and all. And hopefully they keep up the good work. And I know it's hard out there. And I know y'all people all over the world, moms and dads, y'all have your good children and y'all have your children that's struggling. I ain't gonna say bad children. Children that's struggling. And the ones that's struggling is the ones that get in trouble and stuff like that. I ain't gonna say bad kids because they're not bad. They're just struggling. Teenagers and adults and all. But you gotta hang in there, okay? God will turn them around. If you believe that, they will turn. He will turn them around. And he will answer your prayer. Because he answered mine. Because I got my Jessica. And I got my Michael. And all. And I'm going to have my Donald. And I got my Ashley. And hopefully I'll have my Myra. Have them all. And I got a little extra added to the family. Got a daughter-in-law, even though Michael and his girl ain't married yet. But we call them my daughter-in-law, sister-in-law and all. Because these two couples, Michael and his girlfriend, are just outstanding. They're just outstanding people. And I love them, you know, especially my son. I love them. And I love my daughter-in-law, too. Attached to my son, so I'm going to have to say I love her too. You know, one day she really going to be my daughter-in-law, so I'm hoping that she will. And from the heart, I love both of them. You know, as they're young, they're doing their thing, they're going to work, they're going to school, you know, and he just an amazing brother and amazing son. And I don't know what to do. No, I really don't deserve him. You know, all the things I did, I don't deserve them. But God thinks otherwise. There's a lot of things that I don't deserve that I'm getting and going to have, probably. But I give it all to the good Lord and thank Him for it, you know. And that's where we should be. Thankful for this beautiful planet. This hope that evil people won't destroy it. And just pray for the world, people. Okay? If you never prayed hard before, pray hard now. Just pray that we never see World War III. Ever, ever, ever. Ask God to put His fist down at China and Russia. Okay? And He will do it. He will find a way to bail them countries down. You know? And watch. Watch the miracle of God. If you ask, watch the miracle of God. And everyone who can give a little to Ukraine from America to the countries surrounding Ukraine. If you can give, give. If you can help, help. And if you got homes that you can bring them in as they come out of their country, bring them in. Because I know they got children with them. And these kids didn't ask for this. No. They didn't ask for this war. And all. And the devil who lives in Russia should be ashamed of himself. And the devil who lives in China, who runs China, should be ashamed of himself too. They're both demons working for Satan. That's what they are. You know, that's the best way to describe them. Anybody else can describe them more worse, let me know. Because Putin didn't have to do that. He didn't have to go to another man's country and invade. He didn't have to. That was dead wrong. That was some 20th century, 1917, 1920, 1930, bullcrap move. With his old looking, ugly looking, deadly, crickle walk stuff. And the president of China shaking his hand with his old turned violent stuff. You know, I just hope the wrath of God come turning down on him and in China. You know, I really do. I hope both countries get punished by God. But I'm not the one to judge. It's up to the good Lord, you know. Well, that's really all, people. All I got to say, and all I got for you. So, everyone, live, love, and be happy. Take care of each other, because we living in sign of the times, okay? We are. You see it in Ukraine. We living in the sign of the times. And Prince said that in his song. Michael said, man in the mirror. And Prince said, sign of the time. And I pray for everyone in every country, including this one. We need to get it together. Right now, we've got to get it together. So as always, Donald, Ashley, Michael, Jessica, Myra, and we love you. Live long and prosper, and may the force of Jesus be with everyone in this planet and love each other, care for each other, but we all brothers and sisters in his size. Take care. See you in the next episode.
Turn.